Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you guys are having an absolutely fantastically blessed day today, as always. And thank you for tuning in to the Ted and Austin Brower Show, and thank you for your continued support and getting the truth out there. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter on the front page of the website. We'll send you a link to the show every single day, and also, too, thank you for forwarding the show and at least the articles that we put up on the website. We spend a lot of time every single day putting the links directly to pretty much everything we talk about and much, much more on the website at healthmasters.com. You can look at them right under the show live where it says daily news articles. And you can click right up and listen to the live and archive shows on the front page of the website. And of course, we send you that link in the weekly newsletter as well. So be sure to check that out. And also, too, if you want to see what won today, the product of the week, the COQ10 ubiquinol, that will be changing here shortly as the product of the week winner. Very, very important product. I'll be talking about that later on today. And again, thank you for getting the truth out there. I appreciate it. First thing I wanted to bring up today, because I've had multiple people send me texts and ask me about this, because this is beyond, in my opinion, coincidental. If you guys have seen now, numerous schools across the country yesterday, I mean, just yesterday alone, had repeated over and over and over again false flag active shooters all across the country. Now, this is very strange to me because not only is the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting down there that happened as far as with Nicholas Cruz, that trial is going on right now with that shooter and everything else that was very strange about that. We've talked about that before repeatedly. You also saw on Monday, I talked about it briefly, I'm going to talk about it a little bit more in detail here, how now gun law advocates have hailed the new credit card code as a way to cut down on alleged suspicious sales. Now, this happened just over the weekend, and on Monday, it got basically mainstream attention. And what happened was the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, which is what happens on credit card companies, they use this as a way to basically set a standard code on what things are purchased. And certain purchases have higher risk. Higher risk means the credit card company pays higher fees. So for a company that basically deals in gambling, their credit card fees are much higher than, say, somebody that works as taking credit cards, say, as Publix or supermarket. Make sense? Okay. So what happened is now this ISO, International Standard for Organization, now stated that they will be putting out a special merchant code for credit and debit card transactions at any and all gun stores in person and online. Over the weekend then, Visa, MasterCard, and American Express said they would begin using that code. This is a move, they're saying, that basically will allow banks and credit card companies tools to recognize any type of dangerous firearm purchasing trends, such as, and this is what MSNBC said, and I quote, such as a domestic extremist building up an arsenal and then reports it to law enforcement. Credit card companies have the ability to notify anything, and law enforcement agencies have an ability to get any information they want from credit card companies. They have now put this as a very specific ISO code to go in now on any type of firearm purchase, whether online or in store or on gun broker, anything, and it will now be flagged by the credit card company as a high-risk purchase, which means now they can start tracking without, I will remind you, without the 4473 form even having to be touched. They can now tie in your name, your credit card, your ISO high-risk merchant code now for a firearm, and all of it is compiled showing you now purchase a firearm from this store at this date, at this time, for this much money. Now, again, this is another interesting aspect because it's not very difficult to backtrace a current price at a certain store at a certain time. So if law enforcement wants to figure out what you purchased, all they have to do is ask the company or look at the company's website or look at their profile and say, we saw that this basically $17.99 purchase was enacted at this point in time at this store. And well, the only item on this individual's firearm store that's $17.99 is a Daniel Defense MV4. So now we have automatically figured out this person just purchased an AR-15 without actually having to do anything. This is a very, very creepy trend. Now, going back to what I said, This happened on over the weekend and got national coverage on Monday when Visa, MasterCard, and American Express said they would all be now using this new code. On Tuesday, the next day, Hollywood High School in Los Angeles was placed on lockdown after a false report of an active shooter. Los Angeles School Police said they got reports of an active shooter in progress with six victims being shot. LAPD and LA school police officers searched the school, descended on the school, the full SWAT team, shut down the school, and found no victims, no suspects, nothing. Complete false alarm. Another situation across the country in Indiana, Switzerland County School received information of a school shooting threat. They notified, went to the school, looked online, found no shooting at all. Texas High School in Houston on Tuesday. Similar happenings when Houston Chronicle deemed another threat. Law enforcement responded to a report of an active shooter at Heights Area High School. Authorities said the report's a false alarm and there was no shooter on the premises and nobody was injured. Northwest of Houston at Waco High School in Waco, police declared an all clear Tuesday afternoon after investigating a full active shooter threat after they received reports of a shooting in classrooms at Waco High School. They cleared the building and found no shooter, no victim, another false threat. Clayton County Middle School in Georgia went on lockdown Tuesday after someone called in a school shooter threat when students started texting that basically they had heard gunshots and that basically there was a shooter inside the school shooting people. Law enforcement descended on the scene again with SWAT teams and found no shooter, no victims. Wellington High School students in Florida experienced an active school scare after a code red full lockdown in Wellington High School was instigated after a school shooting was alleged claimed. After 2 p.m., they came in with a SWAT team. They cleared the school. No shooting, no victim, no reports of gunfire, no threat whatsoever. In every single case, SWAT teams were issued, MRAPs were deployed, and law enforcement descended and locked down these schools. Now I'm going to say this for a second. I don't think this is coincidence at all. The day after this whole thing was enacted with this ISO, the day of all these reports are coming in now of this Marjorie Stoneman school down in Parkland shooting is now going to court. Also, too, the defamation thing is going on with Alex Jones right now. As you just saw, Congress try to pass this assault weapons bill. Here's the thing you got to remember. Here's the thing you got to ask yourself. Was this just total random happenstance coincidence? I don't think so. It's my opinion. Were these supposed to be real CIA massage shootings that got called off or basically got flagged and they no longer went through? I don't know. It's very creepy to say. Was this just paranoia side of basically side effects of kids being scared essentially almost to death to go to school because the mainstream media scare tactics and fear porn that constantly is pumped on the media all the time about you guns have to be banned. It's for the children. It's for the children. I don't know. One thing that I do know for a fact is this, is that Moen law enforcement agencies have to justify their massive budgets in some cases, and they have to get more funding. They have to show they're actively using a lot of their equipment. This has been true with DHS grants when they started giving these law enforcements MRAPs for $2,500 that were basically out of Afghanistan. I personally know of sheriff's departments that have gotten multiple of these for next to nothing through DHS grants. And now, do you remember what happened after 9/11? You guys remember, follow back with me because I'm old enough to remember all of this even enough. Every day for basically a year, the government and media came up with a new threat that was being investigated. New terror threat, new terror threat. You guys remember this. Suspicious packages were found everywhere all over the country. Threats of Al-Qaeda were constantly coming in that Al-Qaeda was going to attack the mainland over and over and over again. Envelopes with strange powder, the anthrax. Remember that whole thing that was going on? Sent to members of Congress. But mysteriously, miraculously intercepted every time and nobody ever died or became sick. It's constant, oh, another anthrax, another white powder, another all these things going, another bomb threat, another Al-Qaeda threat to the country. But yet nothing ever happened. Then you guys remember the color code threats from Homeland Security. They were raised and lowered each day, making people almost afraid to leave their homes or do anything. Remember that? We're the red threat today. Everybody needs to be careful. Al-Qaeda may attack today. I remember this. I was still in school. I was still going out. I still remember all this was going on. Another notification. We're a yellow threat today. You might be okay to go out to the mall. Al-Qaeda's not going to attack today. Oh, wait. Tomorrow, oh, it's another red threat today. Al-Qaeda may attack the next mall. It was almost every single week. Now they're doing it again. They've done it with COVID for the last 2.5 years, and they did it with monkeypox, which I told you again, I think a lot of monkeypox is either a gay STD and or side effects from the actual COVID vaccine. Now the school shootings, remember how we had multiple of them at the beginning of the summer right before school got out with the Uvalde and multiple ones that were horrific? But then there was all these strange abnormalities that came about them that I've gone into detail with, and I'm not going to go into today because I don't have enough time. You guys already know what I'm talking about. Now they're making kids so paranoid. Are these kids calling in false shootings because they're terrified if somebody says a word or utters the word gun? Is firearm or rifle or AR-15 now the new term bomb on an airplane? I'm just asking out a question. Are these kids that terrified that now they're going to start saying more and more again, we have to start taking the firearms because everybody's so terrified of being killed. Look at all these threats. Look at all these issues we've had to respond to. Just remember this. Every single time law enforcement responds to an active shooter, whether it's credible, whether it's fake, whether it's a hoax, that goes in the FBI database as a school shooting threat incident. Every single time, guys, remember that. Every single time they respond to this is a school shooting incident that gets reported by the FBI. You know, are they going to start saying, we just need to get all of these weapons off the street now for the children? Well, that's what they've been saying now for the last year. All the way till they continue to do scare tactics long enough to where so many people are having what they refer to as shell shock. Nobody can function anymore, and they start demanding that our own freedoms and our own rights are stripped from us by force simply for a little bit of protection, kind of like what they did with COVID, right? We're locking you down. We're telling you to stay in your home. We're shutting down your business, and we're telling you you're not allowed to go anywhere unless you're absolutely essential because, remember, this is for your safety. We're doing all this to protect you. This is the same playbook they used with COVID. They're now starting to use, in my opinion, for firearms. And it's just a period of time where they try something again. And like I said, who's to say these weren't actual false flags that were getting put into place and the CIA or Mossad got clipped and they said, okay, we're aborting this mission. Bail out. We're not going to go along with this. I don't know. I'm just throwing questions out there. But I don't think for one second there's this many fake school threats, school shooting threats where MRAPs were deployed and SWAT teams were deployed on high schools all across the country, all in one day, right after all this stuff has been happening. And again, always question the narrative of what they tell you to do because, like I said, that article on MSNBC was extremely disturbing. The very fact that they go in there and they say, and I quote, this will give banks and credit card companies the tool they need to recognize dangerous firearm purchase trends with an ISO, such as domestic extremists building up an arsenal and report them to law enforcement. That is a quote from MSNBC right now on their front page about this new ISO coding on credit cards. Another reason, again, why I have told you repeatedly, it's best to use cash for purchases as much as you can. Not because you're hiding something, but for the simple fact is, it's nobody's business what you buy. That is an American way of life, and that is what cash has always been for. Freedom, security, privacy. You have all of those. They were given to you by God Almighty. They are not granted to you by the government. Always remember that, my friends. What do you think about this, Dad?
Yeah, I saw the same story, Austin, and I realized the alarming trend is taking place as far as tracking everything and every purchase. This is why they want to get rid of cash. But, you know, you can always pay a check to it also if you don't use cash. You just write a check for it. And I'm not telling you to try to avoid laws or anything else. I'm not telling you – we would never recommend you do that on the show. But, you know, it's interesting to me how, you know, this is like way past search and seizure and our constitutional rights and the amendments to the Constitution against illegal search and seizure and no court orders necessary. I mean, it's very odd. I remember years ago, you know, we were selling the CBD oil. We don't do that any longer. We no longer have that in inventory. And it was all legal. And suddenly our bank calls us up and says they're basically eliminating our merchant account. This happened about 2-3 years ago. And I thought, why are you eliminating our merchant account? We haven't done anything. And they said, well, basically, we see on your website that you basically are, you know, selling CBD oil. And, you know, we're tracking it. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is ridiculous. Why don't you just give me the opportunity to no longer sell CBD oil? I'm not going to sacrifice my entire company for one product. And they said, well, if you're willing to do that, we'll go ahead and stop it. But that's the power of these banks. And that's the power. Remember, the same banks own these same credit card companies. And they are controlled by the international banking cartels through the Rothschild banking cartel and the different bloodline families that we talk about all the time that are basically synagogue of Satan. And when we understand that, we see that it all boils right back down to these guys because they don't want us to have, you know, pesky little guns available to us. And you know, we have people here in Polk County where we live and people up in North Carolina where we have a place up there. They have like multiple guns they use for hunting. They're not building arsenals. They're not trying to go against the government of the United States. They just like have different hunting rifles, depending on what they're hunting. If they're shooting a quail or they're shooting a dove, you don't have to come in with a, you know, with a 308. You don't have to shoot. It's ridiculous. And so the problem with all of this stuff is that it's more government control. And same thing when, you know, the unbelievably usurper president, you know, Lincoln, who basically invaded the seceded South. I mean, the South was no longer part of the United States of America when he invaded it. I mean, it was a complete and total Northern War of Aggression. This is where it all started. This is where the government came in and says, you know, we're not going to be we the people for the people anymore. We'll be we the tyrants for the tyrants and for the international banking communities and for all the people that we want to support, while his wife was having seances in the White House because she's a full-blown witch Satanist. Look it up. And the crazy part about this is it's the same group all the time that runs everything. And we see it. We talk about it on the show. But, you know, Austin's right. You know, you always have the opportunity to pay cash for stuff. You always have the opportunity to write a check for stuff. You always have that opportunity. You don't have to have your credit card purchases tracked. But this is why they want the complete global reset with a digital currency in which everything and everything that you do and every place that you go will be digitally monitored and tracked to tie back into your credit score. That's what it's all about, the Chinese credit score. Whoops, you bought a pistol. You bought a Glock 43X, which, by the way, is one of the finest concealed handguns I've ever seen. You bought a Glock 43X, and you basically are a bad man. You're a bad woman. Shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. We're going to go ahead and report you now. And like, but it's legal, and I have a concealed weapons permit. You don't understand. You bought that gun, okay? You're dropping down 50 points on your credit score. Because you questioned us, we're going to drop you another 50 points. What do you mean? I mean, well, next time you go for a car loan, it won't be 6% anymore. It's going to be 16% because you are a peasant, and you have no right. That's what they did in China, and it's what they constantly do. And then the FBI is involved in all this. Let's talk about that for a second. Yesterday, John Solomon reported that special counsel John Durham persuaded the federal judge in the upcoming trial of Igor Dechenko to unseal a motion revealing that Dechenko, the primary source of the now discredited Steele dossier, was paid by the FBI as a confidential human source for more than 3 years until the fall of 2020 when he was terminated for lying to agents. So the guy who released the Steele dossier against Donald Trump was an FBI confidential human source and was on basically payroll by the FBI. In other words, Dechenko was a paid FBI informant living in Washington, D.C., when he was supposed to be a super secret Russian source. In other words, Hillary Clinton paid an actual Russian spy, Dechenko, to fabricate evidence about Trump, which was then presented by corrupt agents within the FBI to the FISA court to justify spying on Donald Trump against Hillary and Donald's election. But remember, Donald Trump, after the election, said how great his friends Bill and Hillary Clinton were and how they were great people. Never forget that. John Solomon told Sean Hannity, which sometimes you get actually main, you know, stream news that's actually true. John Solomon told Sean Hannity for the Christopher Steele dossier, which was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign, is a person that the FBI believes starting in 2008 was tied to a Russian intelligence. Why do they believe that? Because they had evidence that he was soliciting Obama administration appointees, saying he had paid them if they would leak him classified information. He was working with Russian intelligence, quote unquote. He leaves the country. He comes back, and they find out he's a primary source for Christopher Steele. The FBI then fires Christopher Steele because he was leaking to the media. Then they hired this guy to be a confidential human source, quote. And now we know that while he was doing all that work for the FBI, getting paid by the American tax dollars, he was also lying to the FBI, not once, not twice, five times in the indictment. And John Durham says he's going to reveal many more lies that Igor Dechenko told the FBI during this time. Another quote, the FBI's case for Russian collusion couldn't be any more embarrassing than what we now know. Another quote, that's why the Justice Department withdrew two of those FISA warrants, and there's no basis for them to stand under the law. And we know that most of the confidential information the FBI was getting about Donald Trump was completely fabricated, manufactured. It was completely false, including the now famous tape, you know, the whole story about the Moscow Hotel and the golden showers and all the stuff that I will not talk about in detail because it's filthy. John Durham then reveals in tonight's filing that he's going to reveal that the Moscow and hotel employees who were allegedly quoted in the Steele dossier, who talked about these weird things that were going on, say they never told anyone and they didn't know anything about Donald Trump and the terrible things that went on there. It's not true. So every part of Steele dossier and Igor Dechenko's lies are going to be exposed in next month's trials. So we'll see if Igor Dechenko commits suicide in his jail cell. Oh, kind of like Jeffrey Epstein, right? All of this stuff is basically being brought to you via the intelligence agencies and a very, very corrupt FBI, apparently at the highest levels. And so, again, you know, we got to look at who's in charge of the FBI right now. It's the same guy that Donald Trump appointed. Nothing's changed. And when you get to this point, I guess, with all of these different people and all the investigations they do and all of the threats they then put on people, and I'm not talking just about the FBI, I'm talking about CIA, Mossad, all of the intelligence agencies, you learn very quickly that if you run your mouth, you start talking about stuff that you ain't supposed to talk about, the things go very badly for you or for your family members or for your children, and you think that, well, they wouldn't do that. Come on, guys, really? They took down they took the doggone trade towers down and killed thousands of people. But also remember, the inside word was not to go to work that day. Those trade towers held almost 50,000 people as far as employees. Only 3,000 people ended up dying. A lot of people simply did not report to work on 9/11. Think about that for a second. Who gave them the heads up, like, probably need to take tomorrow off? In fact, you really need to be out of town tomorrow. Hint, hint, go away, go do something else. We don't need to lose another 47,000 people. 3,000 will be enough. I mean, this is nuts. This whole thing is crazy. And then the spectacular news coverage that Austin talked about yesterday with 9/11 that has basically told everybody that there was no plane wreckage at the Pentagon has been suddenly scrubbed. And all of a sudden, after years of trying to get data for the cameras around the Pentagon, somebody finally gets a hold of a 3 or 4 frames of a picture showing that no plane entered the Pentagon. Looks like a doggone missile. And there was no tail section. Where were the titanium-housed engines? How come these giant engines on this plane weren't out and available? Because the only part of the plane that penetrated the quote-unquote Pentagon was the fuselage, leaving a 16-foot hole, which is impossible. Where were the wing marks? There were no wing marks going into the Pentagon. Remember, General Stubblebine, head of Army Intelligence for years and years and years, after he reviewed the documentation and the data from the Pentagon, he said, I don't know what went into the Pentagon. I'm not saying what went into the Pentagon, but what I'll say one thing is there were no plane marks, wing marks. There was no plane going into the Pentagon. And all the cameras and all the videotape all around the Pentagon were seized that day. A couple good movies you can watch. You can watch Loose Change. Another one you can watch, Where Did the Towers Go? And the other one was 9/11 Mysteries. In fact, Where Did the Towers Go? It was a book. It wasn't a video by a structural engineer. And all these things that we look at now still go to the cover-up. And nothing was done. Nothing was done. Just like with the Kennedy assassination, we had the magic bullet in the Warren Report. And they thought the American people were so stupid. But guess what? The same groups of people, including the covert members of the CIA who were involved in the intelligence community of other countries, including Mossad, including all of the people involved as far as the, how should I say, mob influence in the Kennedy Kennedy assassination, including the shot fired across the bow of John F. Kennedy having the death of Marilyn Monroe on his conscience, all of this stuff nobody wants to talk about, including the fact that he passed Executive Order 1110, getting rid of the Federal Reserve's ability to have the only way to print money and currency in the United States. He was able to issue debt-free currency, including all of that stuff, and him wanting to get out of Vietnam and stopping the black ops budgets into the CIA, and him wanting to disband the CIA. Nobody talks about any of that stuff in the Warren Commission. They just can make a bunch of lies because there were multiple shooters in 9/11. Watch the movie from JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. Now, it'll take you a minute to do that. It's about a 3.5-hour podcast. It's one of the best I've ever seen on this entire mess. And it goes back into the banking families, into the railroad families, and who controls the United States and why they did it, and who paid for and funded the concentration camps in Europe with the Second World War. 9/11 Mysteries, Loose Change, and from JFK to 9/11. Watch all of those and read the book, Where Did the Towers Go? Because Dr. Judy Wood talks about the energy weapons that she feel were deployed, causing the entire mass of the entire building to basically vaporize. And she thinks it was a satellite-based weapon system. And remember, there was a giant hurricane, which they said they were drawing power off of. She says this in the book, just off the coast of New York that day, you know, 40, 50 miles out. And who in the world ever heard of the hurricane in New York at that time? I mean, what the heck? I mean, how does it get that far north anyhow? But all of these things are brought together in these different videos in this book that I've talked to you about just now. But be very, very cognizant of what's going on and how these people continually use obfuscation and media to basically come in and brainwash the people through basically Operation Paperclip and Operation Mockingbird and all the things that they've done as far as these Germans that came across the sea and from World War II. They continue working with their MK Ultra programs, which in German, remember, is Mind Mint Controller, and it's spelled with a K. That's why it's MKUltra, mind control, with a K for control, MKUltra. That was all the stuff that was done, which Austin mentioned earlier, that was done starting with the Tavistock Institute in the Office of Naval Intelligence during World War I, when they started doing and examining the effects of shell shock, which when a person's in a trench for an extended period of time, getting constantly bombarded, their personality split. They become two different people. And they wanted to learn how to induce that in people so they could have, how should you say, sleeper agents that could be reawakened, you know, the Manchurian candidate, think of that, into the United States and into Russia, and how they could split people with traumatic. Guys, let me tell you something. I'm going to stop for a second. I've covered all this up before, so I'm being a little bit redundant, but this is for the new listeners. The same thing is true with what happens with children when they are basically sexually assaulted. And a lot of these things and a lot of these groups are doing this to these young kids that are coming across the border. They have personality change and personality shifts. And that's why when so many of these young kids are put under, you know, psychotherapy and they go into a doctor's office and basically they start asking them questions, they're able to bring some of these memories back up. This is a real problem we have globally. And it's been around for a long, long, long time. And so be very, very careful with your kids. I don't even know how to say this, but just don't let your kid, don't hire babysitters you don't know. Don't let people watch your children, especially if they're young, that you don't know. Keep your children away from weirdos and perverts. I mean, I don't know how to say that any better than that, because a lot of these kids are getting molested. And if you're in a Catholic church still, you better watch your priests. They are, that whole group's filled with a bunch of pedophiles. And why they don't get rid of those guys, I have no idea. And we see all of this stuff happening more and more and more as the world is inverted and goes upside down, as it talks about in the Old Testament, where when good is going to be bad and bad is going to be good, and all of the things they continue to do to us. And always remember that. It's very important that we understand who these people are and why they're doing this. I mean, it really is. By the way, the Rockefeller Foundation, basically, and other nonprofits are spending millions on behavioral psychology research to nudge more people to get the COVID vaccines. That ties directly into what I just said with Tavistock. The Rockefeller Foundation, the National Science Foundation, and other nonprofits are pouring millions of dollars into the research initiative to increase the uptake of COVID-19 vaccines and other recommended public health measures by countering mis- and disinformation. So in other words, when you try to go in and tell the truth to the people here in the United States about what's going on, you're not considered a disinformation source. And people are saying now that there wasn't a missile that hit the Pentagon, that's disinformation. Well, show me the wing marks. Show me the wing marks. The Rockefeller Foundation and the National Science Foundation, an independent agency, remember, it's independent, it's not for our tax dollars, of the U.S. government and other nonprofits, are pouring millions of dollars into a research initiative to increase uptake of COVID vaccines and other recommended public health measures by countering mis- and disinformation. In conjunction with the Social Science Research Center, the Rockefeller Foundation last month announced another $7.2 million in funding for the Mercury Project, initially launched in November 2021 under the slogan, "Together we can build a healthier information environment." No, together we can completely brainwash the American population, believing any kind of crap we put out. That's what it should say. The funds will support 12 teams of researchers in 17 countries. This is a lot of people, guys, who will conduct studies on ambitious and applied social and behavioral science to combat the growing threat posed by the low COVID-19 vaccination rates. It's not low. You know, two-thirds of the country has been shot up with this crap. And other health misinformation, the Rockefeller Foundation said. The Rockefeller Foundation and the SSRC claim the aim of the Mercury Projects, whose name is derived from the ancient god of messages and communication, is to bolster public health and safety, another lie. However, some critics describe the project as based on a propaganda aim, there you go, at nudging the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. There's the problem, creating behavioral change by targeting school children in specific socioeconomic groups. Behavioral change lies in the heart of the Mercury Project. This is all, again, brain training, which will ensue 3-year research grants to estimate the causal impacts of mis- and disinformation online and the offline outcomes in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, including differential impacts across socio-democratic groups. The research will include interventions that target the producers or the consumers of mis- and disinformation, or that increase confidence in reliable information. Some of the interventions profiteered and preferred by the Rockefeller Foundation include literacy training for secondary school subjects and students to help students identify COVID vaccine information. In other words, they're going to come in now and program these children that alt media is disinformation and misinformation and lying. By equipping trusted messengers with communication strategies, this would be the ABC, CBS, and NBC, all owned by the cabal, to increase COVID vaccination demand, and using social networks to share tailored community-developed messaging to increase the COVID vaccination demand. All of this stuff is pure brainwashing through Operation Mockingbird again. The problem is alt media is having such a massive effect against these vaccines that they don't want to have the ability to have you and me do alternative media or listen to alternative media shows. This censorship is real, guys. You saw this week, I started talking about various things and various topics. Both days, my podcast was taken down. Austin's was still up. Mine was taken down. Now, today I rebooted the entire system right before we went on the air, reset it all. And so far we're having enough, you know, bandwidth to handle this. But, guys, this is very, very real that this is happening all over the United States and all over the world now as far as the ability of these censorship groups to come in and basically destroy freedom of information and our First Amendment rights that I talked about yesterday. And you know, we need to take a look at real too. We have to know, take another look at this too. We need to realize that, you know, there's a big reason why these health officials won't let independent scientists examine the mRNA vaccine trials. Here's why. The health officials don't want individual vaccine vials examined by independent scientists because the vials are all different. And the mRNA is, in the shots, in many cases, is not intact. I mean, this stuff has to be stored at below zero, way below zero, in order to maintain its efficacy. For an effective mRNA product, the mRNA integrity needs to be at 100%, meaning the RNA must be intact. Considering how effective the jabs are, ineffective the jabs are, it seems fair to question whether a lack of mRNA integrity might be the blame. Fragmented RNA could potentially also be hazardous to health by generating incomplete spike proteins, which would basically then mutate inside your body and cause all types of other problems. While we do not know if incomplete spike proteins are dangerous, it is possible they may contribute to cellular stress. The bad batch phenomenon may also be indicative of quality problems. Independent investigations have revealed that some lots of shots are associated with very severe health effects and death, whereas the other lots have few or no adverse effects associated with their use. However, the fact that hot shots are being released in a coordinated fashion suggests makers may in fact be doing intentional lethal dose testing on the public, which is exactly what Austin and I told you 2 years ago. And these bad batches are not merely the result of intermittently poor manufacturing. Now, guys, I'm going to post this article on the website. You guys need to take a shot at it. And here's the thing. Why are they doing this? Why are they intentionally releasing bad shots or shots that don't work or don't change your health in the same areas that are releasing other shots that basically have a super high death rate? The reason they did this, and we've covered this before, and I'm going to say it again for our new listeners, is that they don't want people just dropping dead all over the place from the shots. They want people to say, well, I took the shot. I never got sick. My mom took the shot. She didn't get sick. We're healthy. We ain't ever had COVID. What's wrong with you, boys? You need to take your shots. Okay? But if everybody goes, oh, my God, Joe took the shot. He died. Mary took the shot. She died. I'm not taking that shot because everybody who takes that shot is dead. That's what they don't want. That's what they don't want. So that way they can have uptake increase on all of the different variables that they're shooting into you on these different quote-unquote booster shots, and they can gradually increase the legality – not the legality, the lethality, how lethal they are as they massively go in and try to do population reduction. That's why they've had this blowback. That's why nobody wants to get the shot anymore who's ever read anything, because this still is under emergency use authorization, which is nonsense. In D.C. now – there's a mandate that if you don't have the COVID vaccine, if you're a child, you can't even go to school. And if so many people are not taking the vaccine now, the Senate is trying to pass a bill to prevent them from keeping this mandate in place so they don't have to force these kids in D.C. because they're saying that the black children in D.C. are disproportionately not taking the shot, and therefore they're not being treated fairly. Unbelievable is what the twist and the spin of that is. But the reality is apparently some of these black parents in D.C. are smarter than their counterparts, which I find admirable, and they're not giving their children these injections. It's really important. Guys, remember, the same thing happened with the vaccines that were being linked directly to autism. Do you remember that with the mRNA shots? Not the mRNA shots, with the DPT shots. They were directly linked by the research showing there was a massive increase in the black children's coming down with autism. It was huge for the black boys. And this research was basically hidden and covered up. Then finally it was released through a whistleblower, which said that, hey, look, this is really affecting black kids and creating this huge problem with these boys with autistic behavior. And suddenly all of it was shredded. In fact, these guys at the FDA, they had a little after-party meeting in which they actually took and shredded all of the stuff and put it in trash cans for all the research they found. You can't make this stuff up, guys. This happened years ago. Always remember, when you put a foreign substance in your body, it's going to have effects on you. When you start passing stuff not going through your digestive tract, remember, if you eat poison, most of the time you're going to vomit it back up again. Somebody's going to call 911, and you're going to basically have your stomach pumped out. You may have some damage in there, but you're going to have it stumped out, and there's a good possibility you're going to make it through it if you inadvertently eat poison. Or if you have bad food and you get sick, basically, food poisoning. You start puking. Because your body says, no, how about no? How about heck no? We don't want this thing going through the alimentary canal. We don't want it getting into the small intestine. We don't want it getting into the large intestine. We don't want it being reabsorbed. We want it out. That's the problem when you inject stuff directly into your bloodstream. Your body can't get rid of it. It sits in there and it festers and it does all kinds of crazy stuff, including, in my opinion, causing massive encephalitic problems, massive cytokine storms of the body, causing a swelling of the brain, causing a lot of these children then to come down with autism from brain damage from the, how should I say, cytokine storm, which is ensued from the poison they've injected into their bodies. Guys, this isn't a game anymore. These guys are playing for blood, like that movie with Doc Holliday. You know, we started a game we didn't finish. Remember, we're supposed to play for blood. Oh, I was just fooling. I wasn't. They ain't fooling. Listen to them. They'll tell you what they're going to do, and they'll tell you their intentions. Austin, what do you think? What's your next story?
Gosh, Tombstone's such a good movie.
It is. That's such all these little movie. All these little clues they leave us.
Yeah, no, you're spot on with that. That's exactly what they're doing right now. They're seeing who's going to play the game and who's not going to play the game. They're seeing who actually is phenomptic. Basically, they have a stunt. They're smart. They're awake. And who's actually going to go along with this? And I guess their reasoning behind it is, if you're basically compromised enough in your brain that you're just going to keep continually getting the shots, they're going to keep providing them for you. They're going to keep providing them. I guess they figure if somebody's going to keep That's going right. over and over and over and over and over again, and literally making a poster of, you know, the definition of insanity and putting it on their chest and doing it, they're going to allow you to do it. At least they figure you're not going to be, you know, smart enough to operate in future society anyways. I guess that's their thought on it. They just don't care. It's easier to control, you know, a small amount of people than a large amount of people. And that's why I've talked to so many people that have asked me, though, that actually have been awake, and they've been either forced to get the shot or they had to comply with it, and all the complete and total unconstitutional lying and bullying and rhetoric that was pushed on everybody the end of last year. With the whole thing with going in and telling everybody that if you didn't get the shot, you were going to be terminated, which is completely illegal. That's why the doggone the Supreme Court ruled on that's illegal. You can't tell somebody they have to have a medical operation done or else they're going to be terminated from a job. You can't do that. That's why I kept telling everybody over and over and over again. Now you're seeing literally lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. I mean, every time I turn around, there's another lawsuit popping up. About somebody else, another class action lawsuit against another company in another healthcare area, another hospital for terminating people. It was illegal. And the thing about it, though, and here's the part that's rough. A lot of these businesses, a lot of these companies, a lot of these hospitals, I don't think all the higher-ups and the upper management really wanted or cared if everybody got the injection. It was because you had the Biden administration coming in and saying, you know, oh, if you don't do this, we are now going to weaponize OSHA, and OSHA is going to come in and use this obscure 1980 law and twist it and completely manipulate it to start fining you if you don't have full vaccine compliance. And a lot of these companies were like, okay, well, do we start dealing with hundreds of thousands in fines, or do we go along with it? The ironic part about it is it was all a complete and total bluff. OSHA never issued one fine. OSHA never had the authority to issue a fine over medical operations because it was covered under HIPAA. You can't walk up to somebody at your business and say, have you had a medical operation? I need to see proof you had a medical operation. No, I don't feel comfortable sharing you that. That's covered under HIPAA. Oh, now OSHA has now declared that you are violating their law. I'm going to be fined if I don't terminate you. You are now terminated for not having a medical operation done. It was illegal, guys. It was completely illegal. I said it from the beginning. Even the people that had it done, that's why all these lawsuits are taking place now. And the people that did comply, that went along with it and they knew they shouldn't have, there's still a lot of hope for reducing the inflammation in the body. The turmeric that we have is unbelievably good. We have basically the turmeric that is water soluble and fat soluble. They use it as super critical extract. It's extremely good. We use it in conjunction with the GHI cleanse. Both of those help reduce inflammation in the body from responses that are happening. Then you start going over the cardiovascular protective properties with the magnesium brain food, the CoQ10, and the vitamin E. All three of those are extremely effective at reducing inflammation, increasing blood viscosity, reducing issues that can happen with blood clots, and supporting the cardiovascular system. Those are super important as well. So there's multiple supplements you can do to reduce this. The biggest key is not doing the same mistake over and over and over again. And that's what Dad's talking about here. Because quite frankly, if you continue to get the shot and you're getting side effects after side effects every time you get the shot, you can't sit there and expect any type of positive results, even no matter how many supplements you take. I've told this to people before repeatedly that have had issues that are going on as far as with body fat and getting in shape and training and exercising. I say, here's the thing. If you start eating the way you did to gain the weight you did in the past, you can't expect a different result. Obviously, what you were doing before wasn't working with staying lean. And I get it. A lot of people don't understand this concept as far as especially total macro calorie intake and total caloric intake. You have to control portion sizes. That's one of the biggest things. You can eat all day long. I tell people this all the time. I eat all the time. I eat 5-6 meals a day, every single day, sometimes more. Everybody I know that's in really good shape, especially people that train all the time and stay really lean, they eat all day long. You don't have to sit around and be like, well, I can only have breakfast and I have to starve myself to dinner. That is the worst possible thing you can do, because what happens is you eat first thing in the morning, you feel full and satisfied. By 11, 12 o'clock, you start getting ravenously hungry. By the time you don't eat by the 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, by the time you get home, you're so hungry, you binge eat, you take in much more calories than you normally would eat. Your thyroid and your metabolism has been massively downregulated throughout the whole day because it's had no food in it. So it's no longer operating at peak performance because it goes, okay, I'm in starvation mode. It essentially thinks you're in the middle of the desert starving and you have no food. So it goes in and says, okay, I'm going to hold on to everything I can get a hold of right now. I'm going to hold on to all my body fat. I'm going to hold on to everything I can. Well, then by the time you eat that meal at the end of the day, it's probably 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 calories in one sitting. All of a sudden, your metabolism goes, oh, I have food now, but I'm not really sure. I may be getting tricked here. I may still be starving out in the middle of the desert. I probably need to go ahead and store all of these calories, dump in a bunch of insulin, which is going to basically make me – it's a fat storage hormone. I'm going to start storing all this fat because you never know. Tomorrow I might be out in the desert again and I may only get one meal. And that cycle usually repeats itself with people that get into that behavior of eating. And it happens week after week after week after week. And before long they're going, what the heck's going on? Why in the world am I gaining so much weight? I'm not eating any food, they think, right? I'm not eating much. I'm only eating two meals a day. Guys, the worst thing you can do, 5 to 6 small meals a day. And the easiest way to figure it out is if whatever your desired caloric intake is based on your body weight. So if you're trying to be 250 pounds, factor in 2,500 calories a day on a very lean, caloric deficit diet. Operate that out of 6 meals a day, eat 416 calorie meals. Even if you go off a little bit, 400 to 500 calorie meals 6 times a day. Perfect setup right there. And I promise you, it'll make a huge bit of difference. And if you really want to amp up your metabolism because it's gotten sluggish, the cinnamon extract, which will help with blood sugar, and the thyroid support and the potassium iodide, but specifically the thyroid support because it's got numerous nutrients in it that massively help out and strengthen the thyroid and really help out with metabolism and burning body fat. Works every time, but you have to get portion control under control. A lot of times I've asked people before when they've wanted me to work with them, especially back when I was training really heavy and I was taking on some clients and working with their diets, I'd ask them, I'd say, how many calories are you eating a day? I have no idea. How many meals are you eating today? I don't know, 2 to 3. What's your average meal? Well, I kind of eat this, and then they give me a list of stuff and just random off the top of my head because I know a lot of caloric amounts per food, per ounce, per size. I could look at them and go, okay, you're probably eating around 15 to 2,000 calories a meal. You're probably doing that 3 times a day. And, that's hence why you're eating 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 calories a day, 3 times a day. That's what's going on with your body fat. We got to get this under control. And so again, it's not difficult and it's not bad. There's nothing wrong with starting now. I know a lot of people, they start getting kind of frustrated. They're like, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start from. Start now. I'm telling you, I just gave you the handbook, the easiest, cheapest, fastest way to start getting yourself under control, 5 to 6 meals a day, 400 to 500 calories a day in most conditions. Obviously, you can alter those based on your body weight, but those right there with thyroid support can help out significantly because it is so important right now more than ever. You start getting your energy, your mind, your body, everything under control because there's a lot of strange things happening right now. I mean, every time I turn around, there's more and more news articles that are talking about rice shortages and food shortages next year. I've always heard this, you know, the writing on the wall and people rambling on about food shortage and this and that. But it's not just ramblings. It's not just rantings anymore. There's factual numbers that are coming out from actual agricultural departments on production quality and production size that are happening. And they're all in unison saying the same thing, that by summer of 2023, we're going to see a very, very big problem in the food industry next year. That is why I've repeatedly told people, make sure you have backup food supply. Obviously, it's best to get the highest quality. I prefer the organic ones. If they're out of your budget and you're trying to keep something, beans and rice if you have to. And again, just like I said, even if you don't buy them from me, buy something. Because strong, prepared patriots can support one another. The last thing you want to do, and I know all of you guys that have ever trained and been prepped and know what you're doing, the last thing you ever want to deal with is having a dozen family members and friends from all across town showing up at your doorstep when all the power goes out and the supermarkets are empty. And they go, hey, we know you got food. Your family, you've got to feed us right now because you're family. And all of a sudden you're looking at your food buckets and you're going, well, I had enough food for my family for 90 days. Now I have enough food for all of y'all for a week. What am I supposed to do here? That's a precarious situation to be in because I don't quite frankly know how anybody's going to handle it. It's not a good situation. So it's best that if everybody's one another, everybody can chip in and work in and have certain attributes, have certain things they can throw and say, hey, listen, I can pull security night shift. I'm good with this. Hey, I can do sutures. I'm good. I'm an EMT. I'm a paramedic. I can handle this. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I can cook. I got backup food. I got food over here. Everybody has to have a contribution skill set they can bring to the table in a society that's going to thrive and be successful. That's the problem that we've come into now. There are so many people in current society that have no contribution to anything, not because they can't, but because they won't, because they've been enabled not to do anything, because they've been paid not to do anything, because they've been incentivized to have half a dozen kids and not raise any of them properly, but continue to get $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month checks simply for continuing to have babies and breathe air. That's not successful in a republic. It doesn't work that way. Even the Bible talks about it. Basically, you don't work, you don't eat. You have to contribute something. It may not be a lot. Some people are going to be better than others at certain things, but at least making an attempted effort. And that's what I've told so many people. You may not have 3 months of food on storage, but say you come in and say, hey, listen, I got a bunch of bags of beans and rice. I got some MREs, got a bunch of rifles and ammo. I'm super proficient out to 300 meters with my AR with irons. I'll come in and help you out with this. Done. Sold. Let's strap up. Let's do something. And that's what people have to remember is that everybody's going to have different traits and things they can bring to the table, but everybody's got to be willing and able to be involved and do stuff. And I don't know how I got off this side topic. I've had a lot of people talk about me this in the last couple of weeks. So it's just kind of a side note that I went on here, but it's very, very important. And also, too, Dad was talking about something, stuff that's been going on with the FBI and certain things. Guys, this isn't coincidental. They're doing this right now. I mean, they just basically stopped Mike Lindell up in Minnesota at Hardee's and basically had a subpoena warrant for his phone. They've done this now, I think, over 35 to 50 people. I can't get the numbers all straight. I had a good friend of mine call me last night and asked me about it. And I said, I know some things about it, but I can't get a hard number on it. Now it's apparently evident that we're looking at between 35 to 50 people that have been basically had search warrants and subpoenas for information and investigations over the election and claims. And what's interesting about this is, guys, this isn't coincidental. The DOJ waited right before the midterms to initiate legal action towards anybody that questioned the narrative and anybody that was at basically January 6th. This isn't coincidence at all. Just like I don't think it was coincidence at one point in time that we see all these shooting false flags at all these different high schools all across the country in one day. Now, these are all going to get reported as FBI school shooting incidences that will be put in the database. And if this continues to occur and be a trend, you're going to start seeing more and more scared aspects of children. You're going to start seeing more fear porn. You're going to start seeing more people that don't know what's happening are going to start demanding that people be disarmed for the safety of their children. Because I'll tell you one thing. When it comes to kids, that's like an off topic. You don't bring that up. You don't mess the kids. Unless you come around me, you don't mess the kids. I don't care if my kids, my friends' kids, my family's kids. If I got kids around me, I'm taking them care of them all the way to my death at that point. I will protect them at any and all costs. So you start talking about kids and mass shootings, I get it. It's a very, very raw point for a lot of parents, especially parents that have had situations happen. I can't even imagine. It's very painful. So when you start using that as an emotional tool, there's only one reason you're doing it, to instill fear and paranoia. Because quite frankly, you're seeing $60 billion shoved over to Ukraine. You know how much money – I talked about this in detail – how much money could have been spent on very, very strong-minded retired combat veterans that could be used as side jobs, as security contractors at schools all across the country that are probably really, really good with kids? Oh, yeah, we're not going to bring that up. That we possibly could not bring that topic up at all. We got to send more money to Ukraine. Because remember, if you don't support Ukraine, you're a neo-Nazi racist skinhead and you don't belong here because you're a MAGA extremist. That's literally what they're saying now. Remember what they're saying and why they're saying it and call their bluff on it, because I am sick of people being quiet and completely and totally pacifist about these topics anymore. It's time everybody get vocal and talk about them all the time when you hear it get brought up. What do you think, Dad?
You're right, Austin. If we don't talk about it, it's not going to get brought up, period. We had a letter come into the Ask Dr. Ted B at Yahoo.com from Linda Howe. And a really good letter. She goes, "Hi, Dr. Ted. Thank you for being a consistent voice of reason and biblical truth for so long and for allowing God to use you in a phenomenal way." And I read her email last night. In fact, I read it to a friend of mine. I actually read it to another person. And they said, "Wow, that's a really, really good email." And here's what she said that I'm going to really emphasize this. "I realize the true value of Jesus and what he did on the cross for all of us. I know God is in control. And I pray every morning that I make the right moves to keep my fractal timeline heading in the right direction that he wants us to go. And so I pray for you and your family and for all the doctors that are speaking the truth and sharing Jesus on their platforms." And I want to thank you, Lynn, for saying that. I mean, I don't have time to read the entire letter because I'm almost out of time on the show today. But guys, I want to thank you for all the emails you're sending me. They're so uplifting and they're so encouraging. And I appreciate all of you. I'm not quite caught up again, but I will be here in a couple of days. And I love you. I really do. I really, really appreciate all of you, and I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart for continuing to support Health Masters and continuing to get your toothpaste, which doesn't have fluoride in it, by the way. This is why we pushed the toothpaste so hard, and your multiple vitamins from us, because if you guys weren't supporting the show, we couldn't be here, and we don't do hardcore pushes on the show. We don't do that. We just don't – I didn't want to do that. It's funny. Yesterday I was talking to another friend, and I told her, I said, you know, what we do on the show is we're trying to help people. And I said, we pray for our listeners every single day. We ask God to bless you and keep you and allow your face to shine upon you and have be gracious unto you and to grant you grace, mercy, peace, love, prosperity, and companionship. I pray for you guys every day. Now, every once in a while, I may miss a day, but I try to catch up in the evening or catch up on the next day. But it's very rare that I miss a day. But I pray for you guys all of the time, because I realize it's what Zig Ziglar said that one time, a long time ago. He's a friend of mine. I dedicated my first book to him. And he said, if you help enough other people get what they want out of life, you'll get everything you want. And that's true, isn't it? Isn't that what reciprocity is all about? When we bring you the truth and we tell you the truth, you know, to basically having our show hacked twice in the last 2 days, and we're trying to tell you what's really going on. Yesterday we talked about the Constitution. It got hacked right in the middle of that. We're trying to help you guys. And by doing so, we're helping you to do what you need to do and to be awake. And I thank you for your reciprocity. I really do. And I thank you for supporting Health Masters, getting your supplements from us, because it means the world to us, especially with these changing times. Plus, we produce really high-quality supplements, probably the best in the world. I love you guys. I really appreciate you. And again, yes, I did pray for you this morning. I'll go ahead and finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, and it's the simple parable of the reaping and sowing. That's what it talked about with Jesus. You know, when one another supports each other, when people have each other's back and it's reciprocal, it's always, in most cases, it's usually a very successful relationship, whether it be a business, whether it be, you know, a marriage, whether it be friends. Because when somebody has their back and you know they have your back and they know you have their back, it's very, very, I guess you could say it's very fulfilling, so to speak, because you have confidence. You know, hey, if I got to call him up and I need backup or I need support on something right now, I can call him up. And it goes vice versa. Hey, I need you right now. Okay, I'm there on my way, in or out. Now, I need something. And when you have that confidence with people, it's very good. And see, that again is something that they've been trying to remove again.
out of the population. They've been trying to take it away from the children. That's why they're trying to cause so much division. That's why, again, we talked about, they always want to have black against white. They always want to have Hispanic against black. They want to have gay against straight. They want to have tranny against, well, everybody. And they want to just do all these things to constantly cause diversion and constantly cause all this animosity with one another. In most cases, I've told you, half the time, if you agree with somebody on 80 to 90% of stuff, dude, that's an AB average. That's incredible. That's still a 3.0 or higher. That'll get you an officer candidate school. That'll get you in the graduate school of your choice in most cases. That's a great average. Now, if you start having a, you know, 50 with somebody, you pretty much have these violent disagreements 50% of the time and positive agreements. You got to evaluate where your stance is, because quite frankly, if you're having that many disagreements and that many positives, you really got to sit down and get to the root cause of what the actual topic is going on. But most cases, that's usually not common in relationships that are usually pretty positive. So again, thank you for the continued support. If you guys need anything, we got more mouthwash coming in. We got a bunch of more toothpaste that just came in. If you guys need any of it at all, the D3 10,000 K2 on sale for mega sale right now, the mega month of September, as the fall is coming in right now. And I know there's a lot of things that are going to be happening with the people's immune systems, and who knows what's going to be coming out after this new RNA injection just got full approval with zero testing whatsoever from Pfizer. So again, D3 10,000 K2 on sale right now for 10% off. Also the Sleep Like a Baby kit, which is a really cool formula if you guys have looked at it together. Dad actually put this together. It's the magnesium brain food with the total rest of the melatonin. And somebody was asking about it the other day in email. And I told him, I said, well, if you're already ordering the magnesium brain food, I said, not only are you getting it on sale, I said, you're getting the melatonin for next to nothing with that big of a discount. And I said, and the total rest is right there as well. I said, the total rest is a really cool formula because it's helped out a lot of people I know that have had issues with anxiety or sometimes panic attacks. And again, I'm not making any claims, but it's got GABA in it. It's got taurine in it. It's got L-theanine in it. It's got more magnesium in it. So it's a really, really good formula. And I encourage people to check it out if you're dealing with a lot of stress, a lot of cortisol. And that's another one too, the cortisol buster. That's my staple. I'm actually looking at that one on my desk right now. The cortisol buster is a standard for me. I do not do anything without it, especially over the last month with a lot of stuff that has occurred, as you guys know. So again, thank you for the continued support, my friends. As we get the truth out there, as we continue to see these strange times occur, always remember, have faith in Jesus. Always. Because as these things start to happen, a lot of people start questioning things. You start having doubts in your mind, but always remember where your base is. You always go back to your base. So thank you for the support, my friends. Get the truth out there every day. Thank you for forwarding our show. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always. Oh,